I'm in the process of building websites for which I am supplying all of the content. What I've decided to do is couple each of the written entries with an audio of me reading that entry. What I've noticed is that when I both read and listen to a given entry, the effect is powerful. There is hyper-absorption of the material in question. Of course, I have tried this out only on my own material, but I strongly suspect that it is true of scholarly work in general. When both read and listened to, such work is absorbed exponentially better than when it is either read or listened to, but not both. I should point out that when I write, at least in this context, it is with the intention of producing something that can be both read and listened to. And this, no doubt, is partly, though obviously not entirely, responsible for the just described effect. When work is written with the intention that it be read but not listened to, it tends to become dull and turgid. When work is written with the intention that it be listened to but not read, it tends to be glib. In any case, when work is written with the intention of being simultaneously read and listened to, it tends not to have any of the deficits had by work that is intended to be listened to but not read or read but not listened to. I thus suggest that by producing work that is both to be read and listened to, the intellectual establishment will create a product that is both objectively better than it would otherwise be, and also more capable than it would otherwise be of being absorbed. To see what I am talking about, please go to my website, OCD and Philosophy, www.ocdandphilosophy.com.